In the past week, controversy over a particular provision in a House bill to overhaul the healthcare system has been dominating the headlines. That would be the provision that would require Medicare to pay physicians to counsel patients once every 5 years. During those sessions, doctors could discuss how patients can plan for such end-of-life decisions as setting up a living will, obtaining hospice care, or establishing a proxy to make their health decisions when they're unable to do so. Yesterday, Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley, the ranking member in the all-important Senate Finance Committee, told a crowd they were right to worry that Medicare reimbursement for end-of-life counseling by physicians might amount to euthanizing seniors. Today, he announced that the provision had been dropped in the Senate bill because it could be misinterpreted. Robert Berenson is an institute fellow at the Urban Institute, a nonpartisan research center. The Urban Institute recently released a report that found that the government could save over $90 billion over 10 years by better managing end-of-life care issues.
We wrote this well before this current brouhaha boiled up and are really focusing on other aspects of end-of-life care than simply a counseling session.
Well, could you please elaborate on that then? What else is there?
Yeah, now the data from many studies over many years first suggests that about between 25 and 30% of Medicare spending is associated with spending in the last year of life. And clearly most of that spending is desirable, justified. Some people don't die. I mean, heroic treatment sometimes can cure people. Some people happen to die in that process. But what we do know is that a lot of spending that occurs are for people which are for care that is futile, and that, in fact, the healthcare system provides more care for people at the end of life than they would choose to have for themselves if they were truly informed of what their options were. So, for example, I recently went to a conference in which oncologists were talking about not the first or the second or even the third round of chemotherapy, but the futility of the fourth and the fifth round of chemotherapy. And the oncologist speaking at the conference basically said that a lot of their peers would rather just keep giving chemotherapy than doing the more difficult activity of actually leveling with patients and telling them that no, another round of chemotherapy isn't going to extend your life and isn't going to give you a better quality of life for your remaining days and weeks. So what we're talking about here is greater fidelity to patients' own wishes for care and not simply talking to them about whether they have a living will or something like that.